Ascension of the Lord, I would submit, is a difficult feast and idea for people today to understand. That Jesus went up bodily into heaven seems to a lot of people today as a pre-scientific, mythological idea. I mean, wouldn't he still be somewhere up in the galaxy? And then even if you come to understand this feast in some way, you might say, well, what does that have to do with me? This strange thing happened to Jesus long ago, but how would this feast or this doctrine affect me? Well, I think the key to understanding this is to recover a Jewish sense of heaven and earth. Most of us are, willy-nilly, Greek in our understanding of heaven and earth. What I mean is we tend to dichotomize the earthly and the heavenly, this world and the higher world, in the manner of Plato. Go back to when you were a freshman in college and you read The Republic of Plato for the first time, and the famous parable of the cave, remember? There are people chained to a cave, and all they can see are flickering images on the wall. But one person manages to escape from the cave, to go up out into the light and to see reality. That's a metaphor for Plato of the escape from this evanescent, ephemeral world that we live in to go up to the realm of the forms. As the image of the cave suggests, this world is a kind of prison. In fact, another dialogue, he refers to the body as a kind of prison. And the soul longs to escape. It longs for a prison break. Philosophy gives you some taste of that, but then finally death is the wonderful moment of prison break, of escape. So on that Greek reading, salvation is a sort of getting up out of this world into a higher world. Now, I think that Greek idea, again, you know, whether we know it or not, has invaded much of our thinking. Problem is that Jews don't think that way. That's not a Jewish way of thinking about heaven and earth. Biblical people indeed talked about heaven and earth, but they didn't think about it in that Platonic manner. For ancient Israel, heaven is the realm of God and the angels. Earth is the realm of human beings and animals and plants and planets and so on. But they're not in radically separate metaphysical spaces. Rather, heaven and earth impinge upon each other. They interlace, they interrelate, they touch upon each other in all sorts of ways. And the purpose of salvation is not so much escape from the wicked world, this veil of tears, but rather it's the transfiguration of earth by heaven. Here's a clue. A very Jewish prayer was uttered by our Lord when he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." And we pray that all the time. We probably don't avert to the fact that it comes out of this deeply Jewish sensibility. What he prays for is not an escape from the earth. What he prays for is the coming together of heaven and earth. Lord, may you reign here as thoroughly as you reign in heaven. It also just reiterates what the prophet Isaiah said. Namely, Lord, may your glory cover the earth as the water covers the sea. You know, that's the Jewish hope, the Jewish expectation. Say now in terms of Jesus' resurrection, it makes perfect sense in this more biblical context. What is the resurrection not? It is not the escape of Jesus' soul from his body. People in the first century knew that sort of Hellenistic Greek idea. The whole point was to get out of the body and your soul goes up to a heavenly realm. That's not what they said at all. Rather, all the accounts of the resurrection emphasize how embodied the risen Jesus is. You know, touch me. Look at these wounds. In Luke's gospel, he eats and drinks with them after he rises from the dead. "I'm not a ghost," he says to them. "Does a ghost have flesh and bones as I do?" See, that's a Jewish sensibility. Not a soul that's now in some disembodied state, but it's a earth transfigured by heaven, if you want. Think of this too. Jesus' ascension now, in his body, ascending to heaven. It doesn't mean a space trip, like up into the sky. What it means is the translation of this earthly reality into the heavenly dimension. And notice how The ascension of Jesus is correlated to Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit. As something of earth goes up into the heavenly realm, something of heaven comes down to the earthly realm. It's the meeting of heaven and earth, the transfiguration of earth by heaven. That's what's at stake in both the ascension and in Pentecost. Now, the church is the mystical body of Jesus. The church is that community of people who have been transfigured by Christ and by his heavenly power. And our job is to continue his work of bringing earth and heaven together. Think of good preaching. What does good preaching do? It unites heaven and earth. Think of great Christian art, whether it's the Sistine Chapel ceiling or Dante's Divine Comedy. They link heaven and earth. Great Christian architecture. Go into the Gothic churches. What do you see? But this great space that opens up to heaven, but it doesn't take you out of the world so much. Think of it as enveloping the earth. You go up to heaven, then heaven comes down to earth. Think of great singing at the liturgy. Our song goes up, but then we say, may our voices be one with theirs. The theirs in question would be the voice of the angels. May our voices harmonize with the angelic voices, and all of it now being heard on earth as in heaven. That's the task of the church. That's why it's so powerful to me at the end of the account of the ascension in Luke's Acts of the Apostles. Jesus ascends to this higher dimension. But then two angels appear, two men in white, two denizens of heaven, if you want, have come to earth. What do they say? Men of Galilee, don't stand there looking up into heaven. He will come back the same way he came. You see how Jewish that is. If he's Plato, that's what you do. You stand looking up into heaven, longing for the great day when you will get out of the earth. But that isn't the Christian idea. Men of Galilee, why do you stand there looking up to heaven? He will come back the same way he came. Now, you go and do what he did. You go and do all you can to bring heaven and earth together. See, and that's why the ascension of the Lord is so important for the church. It is the commissioning of the church to do its great work.